Number of cancer cases among firefighters. I'm Mike Marilla.
The futures are pointing to a very deep down day on Wall Street. Dow futures down 119, NASDAQ futures off 191. It's 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Senate will vote again later this week on a budget bill to prevent a government shutdown. CBS's Natalie Brand is in Capitol Hill with the latest.
Federal agencies are working on contingency plans for a possible shutdown.
People are very, very much on edge.
Jacqueline Simon is the policy director for the American Federation of Government Employees. She says federal workers are not the only ones who suffer during a shutdown.
There are a lot of people who rely on government services, from veterans to the elderly. There's a ripple effect, and it hurts the economy.
The longest government shutdown in U.S. history lasted 35 days, from December 2018 to January 2019 under former President Donald Trump.
R&B singer R. Kelly faces life in prison after a federal grand jury finds him guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking in New York. CBS's Jerika Duncan is covering the case in Brooklyn.
The prosecution called 45 witnesses, including 11 accusers, six of whom testified they were underage when Kelly began having sexual encounters with them. Prosecutors argued that Kelly ran a criminal enterprise using his fame, money, and power to control and sexually abuse his victims. Victims like the late R&B singer Aaliyah, who was allegedly around 13 years old when it began.
Kelly's legal trouble isn't over either. He faces similar charges in Chicago and Minneapolis. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is mandating healthcare workers get at least one COVID shot to keep their jobs.
I'm calling on all the healthcare workers. First of all, those of you who've been vaccinated, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing what was right. And to those who've not yet made that decision, please do the right thing.
In California, workers in the garment industry will start getting paid by the hour and not by each piece of clothing they produce. Governor Gavin Newsom signed that bill into law, making California the first state to eliminate piecework compensation. Ford is making its biggest investment ever. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert is in Detroit.
The first site near Memphis will be 6 square miles, including a new electric pickup plant, supplier park, and battery plant. Two other battery plants will go nearby in Kentucky. The new Ford facility should start building electric pickups and batteries in 2025.
A mountaineer from Colorado is planning to lead the first all-black American expedition to the top of Mount Everest. Phil Henderson will lead that 9-person team sometime next year. He's already led an all-black team to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro, and he's led several expeditions in Nepal and South America. This is CBS News.
Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Save up to 45% on Dell computers with Windows 10 Pro to succeed anywhere. Just call 877-ASK-DELL.
4:03 on Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. 66 degrees now in the nation's capital. Good morning. I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local story we're following this hour: the major party candidates for governor of Virginia are going to debate for the final time tonight right here in our region.
The race for governor has been tightening, with polling showing a toss-up election between Republican Glenn Youngkin, the political newcomer, and Terry McAuliffe, the former Democratic governor. There's a lot at stake as the two have their debate tonight at Northern Virginia Community College's Alexandria campus. Comes less than 2 weeks after their first debate, when one of the main issues was COVID vaccine mandates. McAuliffe was in favor.
I have been very strong in this from day one.
And Youngkin was opposed.
I do believe that individuals should be allowed to make that decision on their own.
The election is November 2nd, though early voting has already started. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
It's one of the most heinous crimes in our region's history. Later this morning, the man responsible will hear his punishment for it. Jared Ramos is scheduled to be sentenced in Annapolis after being found criminally responsible for shooting and killing 5 people in June 2018 in the Capital Gazette newsroom. He's expected to spend the rest of his life in prison. The hearing scheduled to start at 9 this morning, with the sentence to be announced at around noon. WTOP's Megan Cloherty, John Doman, and Jack Moore will all be at the courthouse. Well, it's getting tougher and tougher to hire police officers. Across our region, departments are fighting for recruits.
Prince George's County Police Chief Malik Aziz says part of changing the hiring process is evaluating the reasons that might disqualify a police officer candidate to see if they're out of date.
So we always have to look at our qualifications, our disqualifiers, our admission process, things that make sense and things that don't. So I'm looking at everything.
Aziz says, like others across our region, his police force is below its ideal strength. It has 17 cadets hired for the class. It starts in 1 month.
You know, we try to get to 30. I would like more. If we can get 40 or 50, that'll be great.
With six of his officers indicted this year and the department recently reaching a settlement acknowledging racial bias in the ranks, Aziz says he sees opportunity to recruit for change.
Yeah, I was reading a quote by Sheryl Sandberg, and she said, when you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, you don't ask which seat. You just get on. This is the rocket ship. This is where we're going. And you want to be a part of this change.
In Upper Marlboro, Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Cancer is the number one cause of line-of-duty deaths for firefighters. But work is underway at some fire departments in our area to try to turn the tide on that and save the lives of lifesavers.
I'm one of the lucky ones.
Chief Jim Vagonis with the Rockville Volunteer Fire Department is a throat cancer survivor. That cancer linked to his job as a firefighter.
Carcinogens that are coming out of the carpets and the tables and the chairs and the plastic that are in there are what's causing cancer.
To lower the risk, his department in Montgomery County Fire Rescue is focusing on decontamination, which means gear is scrubbed down and faces white before leaving fire scenes, and no dirty gear is allowed in firehouses, cars, or homes.
I remember having the gear sit next to my bed in my bedroom.
Not anymore.
His hope is these steps and others will lead to a reduction in the cancer rates among firefighters over the next 5 years. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Traffic and weather next on WTOP 406.
The following is a paid commercial message.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country.